Bless you, God. God is great, and he is greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me out of all my fears. Hallelujah. This poor woman right here cried, and the Lord answered. And I bless him on today. I praise him. I magnify him. Hallelujah. God is amazing. He is amazingly loving, amazingly gracious, amazingly forgiving, amazingly merciful. And I bless him on today, and I praise him. Hallelujah. I thank God for everything that he is doing in my life. Hallelujah. Because no matter how my carnal man feels about it, it is making me better. Hallelujah. And I praise God. I thank God for letting me see this day. Hallelujah. It wasn't that promised to me, but I bless God and I thank him so much for everything that he is in my life. I thank God for being here on Zoom, being able to still see my brothers and sisters, hallelujah, and to fellowship is not the same as being in the sanctuary, hallelujah. But I bless God, hallelujah, because we still get to see each other smile, hallelujah. We still get to read little quotes. We still get the fellowship in some sort of a way, hallelujah. It's good seeing brothers and sisters that we haven't seen in a while, hallelujah. So God is just amazing and perfect in every way, and I thank him, hallelujah. We are talking about choosing, choice, the choices that we make. Have you been paying attention to the choices that you make? And figuring out why you made the choice that you did. Hallelujah. How many have thought about the choices that they were going to make and thought that maybe this isn't a good choice and changed the choice? Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. Yes. I bless God. I praise him. Hallelujah. He is just so good. And I thank God because the choices that I see that I made to do different than what I normally would do, it just brought change, just not on my outward man, but in my inner man. Hallelujah. Changed my way of thinking about a lot of different things. And I just appreciate the Lord so much. I thank God for this word, him speaking this word. Hallelujah. Because I'm believing the Lord that by the time we finish talking about the choices we make, that all of my choices will be different choices for the better. Hallelujah. So let's go. We're going to talk about our friend Zacchaeus today. We're in Luke chapter 19. So if you please go there and turn to Luke chapter 19. We're going to be reading verses 1 through 10. Luke chapter 19, verse 1. And Jesus entered. And okay, we'll look at the paper. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide in thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was going to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Hallelujah. Okay. So we pretty much know the story of Zacchaeus. Hallelujah. Jesus, everybody pretty much by this time had heard the fame of Jesus. They heard about all the things that Jesus had done. And I can imagine that those that may have been afflicted in some sort of ways, those that may have been sick, those that may have had some sort of need, wanted to see Jesus. And he was passing through Bethany. He was on his way to Jerusalem because he actually was on his way to raise Lazarus from the dead. So he makes this pit stop here, hallelujah, as he's going on through Jericho. And the Bible says that there was a man named Zacchaeus, hallelujah, which was a very, very short man. He was trying to get to Jesus, but he couldn't because there were so many people, hallelujah. But this man, Zacchaeus, he was a chief publican, hallelujah. And we know that publicans were tax collectors. He was the chief of the tax collectors. People reported to him, other tax collectors reported to him, hallelujah. He gave assignments and duties to the tax collectors that were under him because he was the chief, hallelujah. So he made all of the decisions about the tax collecting, hallelujah. And the Bible says that he was very rich, or he was rich. Hallelujah. Zacchaeus had become rich because, hallelujah, nobody liked tax collectors because they got money from them. Rome was a great, great city. Hallelujah. It was one of the greatest in the world at that particular time. It was almost pretty much the greatest. Hallelujah. And they had to be so great, having these grand buildings being built and being able to support especially the Roman staff and the king and all of his staff, they had to have money from somewhere. So they collected taxes from the people. That same thing goes on today. The poor people pay the taxes and the rich take advantage of them. But they exacted taxes from the people, and they actually got more than what they really needed to pay. Some of this had to do also with the decisions of Zacchaeus, because he was the chief among the tax collectors, hallelujah. And they got money from people. They went above and beyond, levying heavy taxes on people, and the people were the poor. They they levied taxes on everyone, all of the nations that was under the Roman Empire. And the Jews was one of those nations. Israel was one of those nations that was under the Roman Empire. And they were always at odds with the tax collectors and giving taxes because they were in opposition to giving so much money to a worldly government. A government that served and worshiped pagan gods, idol gods, hallelujah. And they did not feel like their money should be going to support heathens and heathenistic practices, hallelujah. So they were disturbed about it and upset, but still they had to pay. I mean, Rome was powerful. You don't go without paying taxes, just like our IRS. They will come in, they will garnish your paycheck, they will take your possessions from you, they'll take your cars, they'll take your homes. You will pay your taxes one way or another. Hallelujah. And because Zacchaeus, he exacted a lot more money from the people than he needed to, it made him a rich man because he got to skim his part off the top. Hallelujah. I think about when the president, even Trump, signed the $2.3 trillion over. Most of that money went to the upper echelon of corporate America, and they put that money in their pockets. They just had a thing, I think this week, I heard earlier last week, I heard them talking about how it was a little slip news segment that they were saying, why is it that the CEOs and the CFOs, they get 23% of the profits that come into the business. And then the other people that have little shares, they get 2 to 5%. I'm like, God. And they, you know, I think they were saying how Biden wanted to, you know, do some research and find out how come their range is so much different than everyone else's. But we all know the world that we live in, the poor people, which are considered the small people, they get the worst of the work and the less of the pay. Hallelujah. And Zacchaeus, he was just like the CEOs. He had skimmed off the top of the taxes. And this was another reason why he charged so much, was because he needed to get his share. He made himself a very rich man exacting taxes. Hallelujah. And verse 3 says that he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and he could not for the press. He when he heard about Jesus, yeah, he was doing his thing. Hallelujah. But it's something about when Jesus comes your way, when he comes on the scene, hallelujah, when he attempts to make himself known to you, some people are going to want to find out who he is and what he's all about. And some are going to say, oh, well, and keep on doing what they were doing. But Zacchaeus wanted to find out, who in the world it really is this Jesus? I need to see him. I need to find out something about him. And the scriptures say he sought to see Jesus. He sought to see who Jesus was. And when he could not, because it was so many people, he couldn't get through. And even if he could get through, whatever spot he found, when he would look up, he would see that the people were so much taller than him that he would not have been able to see Jesus, no matter where he was, no matter where Jesus was or where he stood. So Zacchaeus, hallelujah, being so little, he climbed up into a sycamore tree. This was a type of fig tree. Hallelujah. He climbed up into this tree so that he would definitely get to see Jesus when he came, because Jesus was coming his way. The scripture says, and he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Hallelujah. Jesus was coming. He was coming specifically for Zacchaeus. Hallelujah. When you read the story, hallelujah, you see that Jesus was coming specifically for him, just like he does for us. He comes specifically for us. He comes specifically to minister to us. He's speaking to us, each one of us specifically, hallelujah, since last week when we first started talking about choice, because the choices we make are hindering us. The choices that we make, they're killing the graces of God that he placed in our lives. They're killing the anointing that God has placed on our lives, hallelujah. They're killing the will of God from taking us where we are to where we need to be and even where we want to be. Hallelujah. We're making choices because of who we think we are, what we think we can give, who we think we are not. We don't have no confidence in who God has built us up to be. We don't have no confidence in the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us. Hallelujah. God does not need us. He does not need our help. He can do something for us, through us, and in us without us even noticing it. Hallelujah, glory to God. So he passes our way. He comes specifically to do something for us, but we've got to be in a place to receive it. Zacchaeus had sense enough to realize, if I stay on the ground, I will never be in a place to get whatever I'm looking for from the Lord. I will never be able to have it. Hallelujah. I have got to get up. I've got to climb up from where I am, hallelujah, that I can see Jesus, hallelujah. Make some choices in your life to climb up from where you are. Get out of that comfort place. Get out of that stale place. Get out of that redundant place, hallelujah, and climb up. Climbing up means that it's going to take some energy. Hallelujah. Zacchaeus was comfortable on the ground. He could stand, hallelujah, on his little feet because he had a little body. But it took exercise. It took energy for him to climb up a tree. Good God. I think about how I used to try to climb the rope in gym and I never got off the knot. Hallelujah. I didn't have that much energy. I didn't know how to exert that much energy. But he had to exert energy. He had to forget about, hallelujah, who he was, how he was built, hallelujah, and go way beyond to get what he wanted from God. If you want something from God, God is not going to come and blow it on you. He's not going to come and drop it in your lap. You're going to have to get up, hallelujah. And you're going to have to go and see what it is that the Lord has for you just to look upon him. We're looking for God to shower us with great blessings, but just to look upon God, just to know that you're in the presence of the Lord. And that comes with us now in this dispensation. That's through our prayers. That's through our praise. That's through our reading the word. That's through coming together in fellowship. Hallelujah. We are in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because for temporarily, hallelujah, as some kind of form, Zoom is the house of the Lord right now. Hallelujah. And we're coming before God in his presence. Hallelujah. So you ought to come looking for something. You ought to come expecting something from the Lord. You ought to have an ear to hear, hallelujah, when the song, when the praise leader sing a song of praise of the Lord unto you. Hallelujah. Where do you fit even in that song? You ought to have an ear to hear the scripture. God is speaking to us even when the scripture is read and the prayer is being prayed. Hallelujah. We ought to have an ear to hear when the word comes. Hallelujah. Glory to God, especially since we're talking about change, the changes that we're making, we're not seeing any benefits and any blessings from the things we've been always doing. That's because you got to change and you got to choose to change. Hallelujah. Our topic is even choose to seize change. You got to seize change. You got to lay hold on change. You got to grab it. Hallelujah. Forcefully when it's coming. Hallelujah. You got to know that you got to change. You'll never make the choice to change. You'll never choose change if you don't see your need for change. Hallelujah. But when you see your need for change, don't be complacent. Don't be lax. Don't be thinking I'll do it tomorrow. Get up and make the change. Choose to seize that opportunity to change. The opportunity for change is here now. Hallelujah. When we come off of this Zoom platform, you, everything you do today, you'll know that this is a place to change. This is a way that this is an area that I need to make change in my life. Seize that opportunity. Choose to seize it. Hallelujah, that you would change. Hallelujah. Because this is what Zacchaeus did. He is a great example to us, hallelujah, that you don't let nothing hinder you. You don't make no excuses for what you can't do, hallelujah, because God gave him, he probably didn't even have the strength to climb up that tree, but because the Lord knew, hallelujah, that he wanted to see him. The Lord knew that he was seeking him out. He gave him the strength. He gave him the stamina, hallelujah, and he gave him the balance to stay up in that tree, on that limb, hallelujah. Jesus was passing that way. He was going by the way of Zacchaeus, hallelujah. It's something when your spirit is tuned in to what God wants to do. Sometimes, hallelujah, the tuning starts and it tries to take place, hallelujah, but we won't plug in and connect. Hallelujah. Sometimes we feel the power of God wanting to do something on our behalf, but we won't connect. We won't tune in. Hallelujah. But Zacchaeus, he knew Jesus was coming. Hallelujah. And he knew there was something in it for him. When Jesus got his way, he knew, hallelujah, there was going to be something for him. Hallelujah. Verse 5 says, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him. Hallelujah. Jesus knew the spot where Zacchaeus was. Hallelujah. He's omniscient. He knows everything. Hallelujah. He knew when he got to Zacchaeus. He knew Zacchaeus' press. He knew that Zacchaeus was up in the tree. Hallelujah. Because the scripture says when he came to the place where Zacchaeus was, he didn't look down on the ground. He didn't look around him and says, where's the little man that I'm supposed to be meeting? I know I'm come this way just for him. He looked up because he knew Zacchaeus was up. He knows where you are. You can't hide. Hallelujah. Jesus knows where you are, but he's saying, I don't care where you are. I'm coming to give you change. And you have got to choose to seize this change that I am bringing to you because I'm coming to make you better. Salvation came to Zacchaeus. Hallelujah. We think we have salvation. Hallelujah. The Bible says we think that we have arrived. We think we have made it. We are sure within ourselves that we are serving the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, but take another thought. Hallelujah. I'm coming your way because there's some improvement needed. There's some things that you got to do. There's some stuff that you got to loose off from you. And I'm coming to do a work in you. Hallelujah. Be where you need to be. Plant yourself where you need to be planted. That's what Zacchaeus did. He got up in the tree. Hallelujah. And Jesus looked up and he saw him. And he said to Zacchaeus, he said, make haste and come down. Hallelujah. Make haste and come down. Jesus tells Zacchaeus to make haste. He has told us to make haste about so many things. Hallelujah. And we still drag our feet. Hallelujah. He's telling Zacchaeus, just like he's saying to us today, make haste. Hallelujah. Because it's only a small window for you to receive what I'm about to give you. There's only a small or short season for me to give you. Hallelujah. What you've been asking me for. Hallelujah. You want what you've been asking me for? You've got to get up. You got to come from out of your comfort zone, your complacentness. Hallelujah. And you got to be ready to receive whatever it is I'm going to give you today, tomorrow, the remainder of this week, the remainder of this month, and the remainder of this year. Hallelujah. Open your mind, open your heart, open your spirit. Stop listening to your flesh. Stop listening to other people. Hallelujah. Put yourself in a place where you can receive what I am trying to give you. I'm not just trying to give you what you've been asking for. I'm trying to give you what I know you need, and then I'm trying to give you some blessings, some icings on top of your cake, hallelujah. You just got to be in a place to receive it. Make haste, hallelujah, because this season is not long. Make haste means to move swiftly, to come quickly, hallelujah. You have got to come quickly. There is a quick move of God that's going to take place even in this week. There is another quick move of God that's going to take place in the remainder of this month. Hallelujah. And throughout this summer, there is a quick move of God and it is coming. Hallelujah. You can't be asleep. Hallelujah. Meaning that you can't be preoccupied with other things. You can't be thinking, oh, well, I'm not ready for this. Well, God, I was saying in about next year. God is not waiting to give you a car next year. He's not waiting to promote you on your job next year. He's not waiting to give you a baby next year or give you a husband or a wife next year. He wants to do it now. Now is the appointed time. Hallelujah. You got to move with the appointed time. Hallelujah. Because God knows everything. He sees everything. He's everywhere. Hallelujah. And he knows that next year is not going to be good for you. Hallelujah. He told Zacchaeus to make haste. I hope you wrote that one down because that's a done deal. He told Zacchaeus to make haste and come down. Hallelujah. In other words, I'm not concerned about how short you are. Once you come down, if I need be, I'll pick you up. If need be, I'll carry you on my shoulders. You come down, hallelujah, because you know what? I must abide at your house today. Zacchaeus, change is coming to your house. Salvation is coming to your house. Hallelujah. You may have thought that you would never change the way because you like getting rich off of the money that the people is giving. Hallelujah. But today, I came specifically this way. I came through Jericho, hallelujah. Stopping here in Bethany, hallelujah, because you need change. This is your day for change. You may have said in 10 years from now, you're going to hang up the tax collecting, but Zacchaeus, no, today is your day, hallelujah. Zacchaeus is like, okay, I'm not going to do like Hezekiah. I read about Hezekiah in the Bible. I'm not going to do like he did and ask for more time. Hallelujah. The word says in verse 6, he made haste and came down and received Jesus joyfully. He received him with joy. He was glad. He felt honor. Hallelujah. That the Lord spoke specifically to him. God does not have to speak specifically to us. He does not have to see where we are. You could be in a ministry, hallelujah, even though you may not like what's being said when God give us a word, but you could be in a ministry, hallelujah, where they just go ahead on and get their sermons out of a book. If you do it, to take this test for a month, try to find someone that's preaching, especially on a Sunday or doing a Bible study. Find five different pastors, especially the well-known ones, and they will say similarly the same things, because they get, most of them get messages out of a book. They change a little bit of wording in it. That's why I never, from Wednesday on to Saturday, I never listen to pastors and preachers, because I don't want to say anything anyone else is saying. I want God to talk to us, because I need God. I don't need what nobody else, no one else's idea. I need God. He knows where we are. Hallelujah. See, in some manual that they have, they couldn't tell me that God is going to move and do a quick work this week. Hallelujah, or the remainder of this month and the remainder of the summer. They can't tell me that, hallelujah. I need God to speak to us. I need God to tell us the direction that we need to tune our ears in to hear whatever it is that he's saying. Zacchaeus made haste and came down and received Jesus joyfully. Hallelujah. No matter what he says, you got to receive him joyfully. You may feel comfortable. Well, I did all this work to get up here. Now I got to come down. That's all right, Jesus. I catch you next time. But it was going to be no next time. Hallelujah. There may not be another next time. Some things God want to deliver you from. The deliverance is today. The deliverance is this week. The deliverance is this month. You don't get a do-over. You just hang on to that stuff until you leave here. Hallelujah. God is so gracious and so merciful to us. He knows where what we're in the midst of is going to take us if he don't break us free from it. And he comes to break us free. He comes to deliver us just like he did Zacchaeus. Hallelujah. He was at the point that the Jews hated him so much. So many people hated him. God could have realized that, you know, this man is about to be assassinated. He's about to be killed. Zacchaeus didn't know it. Hallelujah. He just thought the people feared him and they were going to do whatever he said. But sometimes people just get tired. They get to the place they can't take no more. Jesus knows this. This is why he's trying to bring change in us. He's trying to let us know, okay, the way you've been doing things, you got to do differently. Hallelujah. The way you feel about things, you got to think differently. You got to feel differently. Hallelujah. You got to feel like I feel. You got to think like I think. You got to be like I be, like I am. Hallelujah. Because change needs to take place in you. Hallelujah. Certain things and certain areas of your life, things are not going to remain the same. We have got to change. We may be looking for other people to change. Hallelujah, but the change has to take place in us, and we've got to be glad about it. We've got to be glad about God even voicing to us that we need to choose change. We need to be careful of the choices that we make. Change the way, hallelujah, how we choose to do things. Change the way that we choose to understand things, the way we choose to perceive things. We've got to change all of that. Hallelujah. And we've got to be glad. We've got to be happy that the Lord sees us. He watches us. He takes so much care. He has such a loving heart and a watchful eye over us that he sees that we're headed down a road, hallelujah, that's going to cause us to hurt, cause us to suffer. Hallelujah. We've got to be joyful and glad and happy about the Lord coming. Yeah, our carnal man is not going to like what he says. It never does, because it's enmity against God. It can't be subject to the things of God. Hallelujah. But we have to tell our bodies, the Holy Spirit that lives in me is greater than you, than what is in me. Hallelujah. And we are going to stand on what the Lord says. We're going with the Lord. We're going to yield to him. Hallelujah. We're going to be with him. We're going to be on the same page with him. Hallelujah. Don't let your flesh kill you. You not tell your flesh, I'm not going to let you kill me. I'm not going to let you take me away from here. Hallelujah. No, no, no. I'm not going to let you make me miss anything else that God has to give to me and wants to do for me and in me. Hallelujah. When they saw it, these are the people, mainly the Jews. Hallelujah. All the people were murmuring and were upset. Hallelujah. Because Jesus now is going to Zacchaeus' house. And verse 7 says, and when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was going to be guest with a man that is a sinner. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can't, these folks was upset. Oh, hallelujah. The Jews were really, they were really disturbed, because Zacchaeus was a Jew, okay? But he was a sellout. He saw an opportunity to go make money, and he went. He went on the side of Rome, and he had to be a good salesman, okay? Because he made a sales pitch so great with his actions, with the task that he was given, that he made chief, okay? He was chief not over the Jews that came, that transitioned over, became sellouts to exact taxes from people. Hallelujah. But he also became chief of the Romans. All of the Roman tax collectors, he was chief of all of them. So he really had to do good. He really had to sell himself. Hallelujah. And the Lord knew that. He was like, let me save this man, because he's about to tip clean on over to the other side. Hallelujah. People hated Zacchaeus. He was a traitor, they felt like. They thought that, you know, he couldn't be trusted. He was all about taking all that they had, giving it to Rome and keeping a great deal for himself. Hallelujah. And they were feeling like, how in the world can Jesus go home with this publican? Everybody hated the publicans and Zacchaeus mostly, because he was the chief. How in the world could Jesus go to his house? He got rich by cheating us out of money. And on his own people, he cheated them desperately. Hallelujah. How in the world? Jesus is a Jew. What? Why are you even talking to Zacchaeus? Why are you even giving him the time of day? Now you want to go to his house? Unacceptable, unacceptable. But Jesus went, hallelujah. And Zacchaeus, when he came down from that tree, hallelujah, you got to know, when God touches your heart, you better go with that flow. You have got to move with the flow of the Holy Spirit upon your heart, upon your mind, upon your life. Hallelujah. Because that timing is perfect. That timing is the perfect time. Not when you think God ought to move. Not when you say, oh, I'm going to do this and then I'll go to the Lord and pray. Hallelujah. When the Holy Spirit is moving you, that is the perfect and the appointed time to move. When Zacchaeus, in verse 6, it says, verse 5, it says, Jesus told Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. In verse 6, it says, Zacchaeus made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Hallelujah. Okay. And when he did, Zacchaeus just coming down. One act of obedience will change your entire life. Just the fact that as Zacchaeus made haste and came down, the change, the conversion had already, it took place at that moment. Because at that moment, his heart had to be for God. His mind had to be made up to obey Jesus. Hallelujah. And he came down. He made haste and came. He hurried up and got down to Jesus. And when he did, he stood and he said, Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. Now, if he had $1 million, $500,000 was going to the poor, that would leave him with only $500,000. Hallelujah. He realized the poor has been the one that has built Rome up. The poor has been the one that has blessed me to become rich. And the truth of the matter is, none of what I have really belongs to me. It belongs to the poor. Hallelujah. His heart was really changed. I mean, he got saved for real. Sometimes people get saved, but it's a whole lot of work before salvation totally comes to their lives. This man, he got converted instantly. Hallelujah. Because you're not willing to get, y'all so glad we on Zoom, because now you don't even feel like it's a necessity to give your tithes and offering. Some people, you don't even get offering envelopes from. Some people don't even call. And when you call people to pick your offering up, hallelujah, we will write up an offering envelope for you if you have not done one. But this, you use Zoom as your hiding place. You use not being in the sanctuary as your hiding place, and you do not have to give. Hallelujah. And you forget God omniscient knows everything. God omnipresent is everywhere. He's watching your moves. He knows what's in your heart. Hallelujah. He knows. Hallelujah. Zacchaeus, he knew. Hallelujah, that God knew his heart. He was like, half of everything that I have, I give it. We can't even give half of what we have now. Can God speak to you and tell you every pay, give half of your check? Because for some of us, and even your possessions, sell your house and give half of the profit. We couldn't do it. If it meant we go to hell, we just end up in hell because we couldn't do it. But this man, Jesus did not tell him to give half of what he had to the poor. He said that you can tell when people really and truly make an about face and run after God. Hallelujah. I don't know what this stuff is that we do, from the youngest to the oldest, from the pulpit to the door. I don't know what this stuff is we do that we call salvation. Hallelujah. But we need to choose to, hallelujah, to siege change. We have got to change if we're going to be with the Lord. Zacchaeus is a perfect example, hallelujah, of someone with a heart condition made right. Hallelujah. We say God is touching our heart. God is doing this and that and the other. Hallelujah. But especially when it comes to money, we're going to keep and hold back like Ananias and Sapphira. They lost their lives, and we are losing a lot. We're killing a lot because we will not give. Hallelujah. The money doesn't belong to you. God gives. He gives it to you through you working, through somebody blessing you. God is the one that gives to you. And he's saying, just give me 10% back plus an offering. Hallelujah. Zacchaeus was giving half. The rule of thumb when someone was wrong and they had to repay was they had to pay back 1/5. 50% is so much greater than 20%. If you have a dollar and you only have to pay somebody back 20%, hallelujah, they get 20 cents. If you have $100, they only get $20. But Zacchaeus was given, out of $100, he was given $50. Hallelujah. We were clamped that is going to separate those, that 100 and have, shell out that 20 and hold on to it as we putting it in the hand of the other person, hoping that they would say, oh, no, that's all right. I don't need it. That's okay. I let you go this time. Hallelujah. Zacchaeus already, okay, 50% of what I have belongs to the poor. And he probably was a millionaire in that day and time, what we would call maybe like 4 or 5 million. Hallelujah. Half of that he gave to the poor. And then he goes on to say, if I have taken anything away from any man by false accusation, I restore unto him fourfold. Not 20%. Hallelujah. But four times as much as I took from him. So if I took $100, hallelujah, fraudulently took $100, I'm going to give him 400 back. And that was to everyone. He had, now he, let's say he started out with 4 million. Now he only had 2 million to go back to all of the people. And you remember, think about it, all the years that he was a tax collector, there had to be a whole lot of times that he cheated someone. He fraudulently accused some, falsely accused someone. He may accuse someone, oh, you didn't pay your taxes. And they're like, yes, I did. Hallelujah. That happened a lot because remember, he was rich. Rome was rich and so was Zacchaeus rich. Hallelujah. He went back and paid. If he exacted an extra $100 saying you didn't pay your $100, give me another $100. He went back and paid every time he did it $400. If your taxes was $200, then he paid $800. He paid four times over the amount that he stole by false accusation saying that maybe people didn't pay. He restored it to them fourfold. And I can imagine, because of the amount of money that he did collect, I can imagine that by the time Zacchaeus gave half of what he had and restored fourfold to everyone he really cheated extra money out of, that he was broke by the time all of he paid back all. But you know what? He didn't even care because he was like, long as I got King Jesus, long as I got King Jesus, long as I got, don't need no money anyhow. Don't need no money. Yeah, sorry. But he was like, I got Jesus. I got change. My life is changing. My family is changing. Hallelujah. Everything about me is changing. Hallelujah. I don't care about what I had. I don't care about who I was. I don't care about how rich I was. That's not who I am. Hallelujah. That's not where I want to be any longer. I really want the Lord. I really want what Jesus has to offer me. Hallelujah. The word says in verse 9, and Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house. Zacchaeus got saved that day, but this was the blessing. The Lord didn't just impose the blessing upon Zacchaeus. He posed the blessing upon Zacchaeus' house. That meant that all of his family, hallelujah, they had the opportunity to hear the word and to receive salvation. All of his servants, they had the opportunity to hear the word and to receive salvation, hallelujah, because clearly Zacchaeus' life was a testimony. This is the thing, when the same people that murmured and complained, the same people that were standing by when Jesus said he was going to Zacchaeus' house and they murmured and complained, those were the same people when Zacchaeus got down, heard him say, hallelujah, half of what I have I'm gonna give to the poor, and everyone that I robbed from needlessly, I'm going to restore unto them fourfold everything that I took from them. The same people heard him. So this was not anything that was done in the dark or he could go back and change his mind. Hallelujah. He didn't mind it being known. We got so much about us that we don't want nobody to know. That's because we got to reserve the right. Hallelujah. That any given time we want to use the old way. Hallelujah. We don't want nobody saying, oh, I thought you gave your life to the Lord. Well, I thought you said you gave your tithes and offering. Well, I thought you was going to do this. You told me you was giving to our building fund was why you couldn't take me to dinner. We reserve people not knowing anything about us or especially specific things about us because we reserve the right to go back to that old man and to use that old man, hallelujah, any way that we want to gratify our carnal man. But Zacchaeus, he spoke this in front of everybody. Half of what I have is going to the poor. And the poor were right there because they were needing something from Jesus. Hallelujah. And they probably got happy. They quit murmuring then. They quit complaining then, hallelujah. They were glad. By this time, they should have been glad that Jesus came to Zacchaeus, hallelujah. They should have also been taking note, hallelujah. This is what happens when your heart is really changed, when you really give God, the opportunity to come into your heart, into your mind. Hallelujah. When you choose to seize the opportunity to change, this is what takes place. Hallelujah. He also lets somebody know that you can no longer play this thing, especially you Jews. You can no longer act like you got God and you got God going on and you with Jesus all the way. Hallelujah. And your heart is still hard and your neck is still stiff. He was showing us, hallelujah, how true salvation really is and what it does when it comes to us. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, your whole house, Zacchaeus. Salvation is coming, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. Hallelujah. This was the day appointed for you to change. Hallelujah. I was sent here by my father, hallelujah, to call you out as a Jew, as a child of God. Hallelujah. Come back to your heritage. Come back, hallelujah, to the Lord. Come back home where you belong. Verse 10 says, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Hallelujah. The Lord seeks us. Hallelujah. When we're in our adversity, it's nothing that can happen in your life that bothers you, that hurts you, that troubles you, that God is not seeking to give you relief. Hallelujah. He didn't come, hallelujah, that he didn't come for you to wrestle in pain and despair. Hallelujah. He said, I come that you might have life more abundantly. You can't really have life abundantly when you're bogged down with trouble and heartache and pain and distress. Hallelujah. And he seeks you out. You don't realize it. You don't know it. You don't understand it. Hallelujah. Because when you feel his presence, when a man come to you to pray, when a man come to you to open up the word, we ditch that and keep tuned into the TV. We ditch that and say, but God, I don't know why, I don't want. Quit whining, quit crying. Hallelujah. And turn to him. Hallelujah. Because he's seeking you. He's looking for you. He's looking to heal you. He's looking to deliver you. He's looking to save you. Hallelujah. From the mess that you are about to get yourself into. Hallelujah. Because see, despair can put you in a place, hallelujah, where you end up cursing God if you don't go to him for help. Hallelujah. Trouble, pain, agony. It'll put you in a place where you'll start looking for the things in this world to comfort you and to satisfy you. And nothing can satisfy you but the Lord. Because when your high is gone, when your drugs wear off, hallelujah, when that thrill is gone from out that bed, hallelujah, you still left with your issue, but God wants to come and deliver you from your issue. He wants to come and show you how you can make it. You can go through, hallelujah. I will give you joy in the midst of your storm. I will take you through it, hallelujah. I'm looking for you. I'm looking for all of those who are seeking for deliverance, who's seeking for healing, who's seeking for help. I am looking for you. I am seeking you out. And all you got to do is turn to me. I'm standing right behind you. If I say boo, you'll hear, feel your head move. Hallelujah. But man, you may not turn around. Turn around and see me. Turn around and know that I'm here. Turn around and know that I am with you. Hallelujah. For everything that you're going through. Hallelujah. Reach out and touch me. Grab hold to me. Hallelujah. Grab hold to my love. Grab hold to my joy. Grab hold to my deliverance. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because I'm coming your way. Jesus did not even have to go the way he went. Hallelujah. But he sought out Zacchaeus. He is seeking us out. Hallelujah. He knew what Zacchaeus was headed for. He sought him out to deliver him. Today is the day of deliverance. Now is the time, hallelujah, for salvation to come into many areas of your life. Hallelujah. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. We love the Lord. We have yielded to him, given him our heart and our mind. But there's some places in God where we are lost. There's some places where our comprehension of God is lost. There's some places where our understanding of God is lost. Hallelujah. And he's coming to save, hallelujah, that which is lost, which you have lost, hallelujah. You may have had it one time. He's coming. He picks the times for restoration. He picks the times to restore you and give you back. hallelujah, what you lost and give you back what the cankerworm stole from you. He picks the time. You don't pick the time because you don't have the power, hallelujah, to give yourself restoration. If you did, you would have been better a long time ago. If you did, we would have made that better choices a long time ago. Hallelujah. He comes, hallelujah. He's coming in the midst of everything that we go through. We need him. We need the Lord, hallelujah. We lose our way sometimes. We find ourselves indulging more and more in some of the things in this world, hallelujah. Come on out of the world, hallelujah. Glory to God. Seize your time to change. Seize your opportunity to change. Choose it. Choose it. It's here now. It's here for the rest of the day, the rest of the week, the rest of the month, the rest of the summer. Choose your opportunity to change. Seize it, hallelujah, because it's not going to wait around. Hallelujah, you got to make haste for this one. You got to make haste for this one, hallelujah. I don't know what they are, hallelujah. All each one of us know what we're dealing with. We know, hallelujah, that God is able, hallelujah. But you can't put it off because you gave that girl your phone number. You can't put it off because, hallelujah, you sent a text to somebody and you just waiting to meet them and you'll put off getting your deliverance until next week. It don't work that way, hallelujah. Glory to God. You're going to go and give somebody a piece of your mind and you plan on cussing them out, hallelujah, and you're going to hook up with them today. But your day of deliverance, your time of deliverance is now, hallelujah. You can't wait seeing that you're gonna do this right here and then you'll pick up with the Lord. You don't pick up with God when you get good and ready, hallelujah. He told Zacchaeus, you got to make haste. You got to come when I'm ready to deliver you, when I'm ready to heal you, hallelujah. This is your time, because that person that you're going to curse out, you don't know. They got their homie standing in the bushes with a gun to blow your brains out if you come off wrong. You don't know what's up in store for you. You don't know, hallelujah, what the enemy has laid for you. He just directs your thoughts, get you to move, get you to act, get you to be just stupid. Hallelujah. And we pay attention to him, because that's working on some of them, probably four or five of them works of the flesh, gelling up together with each other. Hallelujah. And we don't feel like we got the power to fight them, but greater is he that is in you, the Holy Spirit in you. Hallelujah. That every 17 work and is families. Hallelujah. Today is the day of salvation. What you was going to do, what you had planned, how you was going to show somebody how not to treat you, let it go. It's not worth it. It's not worth what you're going to lose. Hallelujah. He's seeking what you have lost. You have lost some ground in God. You lost some place in God. Hallelujah. He's seeking to deliver you. He's seeking to heal you, to bring it back. Hallelujah. He is passing your way. Many times the Lord have came your way. He come our way, hallelujah, to do things for us, but we not ready. Hallelujah. We want to go to the party. We want to go to the game. We want to hang out. We want to do this and then the other. You better choose to seize the opportunity to change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The people, you this another thing. Stop coming down on other people for the way they are and how they are. Everybody gets an opportunity, or everybody gets a season to be like they are. You can't stand the way I am. I got a season to be this way. You can't stand the way Carolyn is. She got a season to be that way. You just pray for her and love her like she is. Pray for me and love me like I am. Hallelujah. You can't stand, hallelujah, the way that Charlene is always telling you, oh, happy, 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 happy girl. It ain't all that. Yeah, that's her time. That's her opportunity. Hallelujah. And I believe she's going to be stuck with that one, because most of us need to see, like we saw in Zacchaeus, how to be joyful in the Lord, how to be excited about the Lord. Hallelujah. We don't understand what other people are going through. We don't understand their plight. You don't understand what Zacchaeus, God probably had Zacchaeus to exact all that money, hallelujah, so he could show them the truth about what money really meant. Nothing. If you don't have Jesus, your money doesn't mean nothing. If you don't have the Lord, things don't mean nothing. And when you really have the Lord, you can let go of the money and you can let go of the things, hallelujah, because you got Jesus. And when you got Jesus, you got it all, hallelujah. We don't believe that. That's why we hold on so tight to the little bit we have, and we don't want to share. Hallelujah. But you got to understand, everybody don't live on the same page you live. You think you holier than thou? Well, then, hey, I don't live on that page you live on. If I got faults, hallelujah, that's me. Love me until Jesus take away my faults. Love me until it's my time for deliverance. It's my time for healing. Hallelujah. Because he's not going to leave me like I am. Hallelujah. He may not clean me to your satisfaction in your time frame, but he's not going to leave me like I am. For that I love him. For that I hang on to him. For that giving up is not an option. Hallelujah. Because I know I need change. I know I need cleaning. Hallelujah. And he won't leave me like I am. Hallelujah. Zacchaeus, he chose. He chose to seize opportunity to change. We have got to do that. We have got to choose to seize the change, whatever change God wants to make in us. We have got to do it. We have got to make that choice because it's needful. It's not needful when we say it's going to be needful. It's needful when the Lord says, I am here to do. Whenever you feel the Holy Spirit, whenever you get a notion, oh, I need to read, oh, I need to get in the Bible, oh, I need to do that, you best move. Move, hallelujah, because God is moving at that appointed time to bring change in you. Hallelujah. You don't know when your day of salvation is, but God has appointed a time for everything. Read Ecclesiastes 3. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. Everything has a time. It don't say nothing about the time for our salvation, but it's a time. Hallelujah. Time for your deliverance. It's a time. Time for your healing. It's a time. Hallelujah. Time for Carolyn to be where she would have been standing now. Hallelujah. In the years to come. It's a time. Hallelujah. The day of her salvation for change is here. Hallelujah. The day of her salvation from doubt and fear is here. The day of her salvation, hallelujah, from being ousted from maybe the way she looks, it is here. Hallelujah. I don't care what you're going through in your mind. I don't care what has bombarded you. I don't care what you told yourself. I don't care what nobody else has said to you. Hallelujah. When God is ready to make the change in you, go for it. Let him do it. Stop coming up with excuses. Stop disbelieving God. He's all powerful. Hallelujah. He can do everything. He can do anything. Hallelujah. And he can change you. You just got to let him do it when he is ready and when he wants to. Hallelujah. This is the day of salvation. Hallelujah. Every day pretty much is your day of salvation. God can change something. All you got to do is notice, hallelujah, your shortcoming and go to God. God, that's not me. That's not how you created me. Today is my day for change. Here I am, Lord. Hallelujah. Because he don't give you to notice anything and he doesn't have your way of escape right there. He doesn't have your change already available to you. Hallelujah. Okay. Today is the appointed time. Hallelujah. Every deliverance in your life has an appointed time. Hallelujah. Every healing has an appointed time. Every way out has an appointed time. I was just telling, I was telling Darlene, when I had Jonathan, I had 5 curses. I mean, curses on my life. Hallelujah. And one of the curses, one of the things that it just kind of blew my mind, I wasn't coherent. I couldn't focus on anything. Hallelujah. And a situation took place in the hospital where God just broke a curse. Hallelujah. And by the time when I left Georgetown Hospital and went to Washington Hospital Center, I was in the hospital for 2 months. And by the time I was ready to come home, God was breaking so many curses in my life. I was like, God, I don't want to go home. I want to stay in the hospital because you breaking all these curses while I'm here. If I'm going home, I don't know what's going to happen. But that was my time for curses, especially about salvation, about ministry, about our church. That was my time for those curses to be broken in my life. And they have never, never resurfaced. And I bless God, hallelujah. We've got curses over our lives. Those were the 5 main ones, the big ones I had then. Hallelujah. But we've got curses yet and still in our lives. Hallelujah. And God wants to heal us. He wants to deliver us. You just can't put him on your waiting list. This is something you need. He doesn't need, hallelujah, you to break a curse from him. He doesn't need to deliver you. We need him. So when he's ready, you be ready. Hallelujah. Let this be your day of salvation. Whatever the appointed time is, let it be. Let God do what he's doing. Hallelujah. He gives us grace for particular things. He gives us grace, things that he knows we're up against, things that he know is coming up in our lives. He gives us grace to go through those things, but he imparts that grace to us at a particular time, at an appointed time. Hallelujah. Otherwise, you won't have that grace to do whatever it is you need to do. Hallelujah. So let God do his thing. 1 Thessalonians 5:9 says, "But God have not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ." Hallelujah. He didn't come here for us to suffer, for us to go through changes, for us to be at a loss, especially of the things that he's equipping us with and things that he's imparting unto us and things that he's blessing us with. Hallelujah. But some kind of way we've lost some of those things. Let him come and restore unto you all that he chooses. Just be open to him. Hallelujah. Just be have a mind to yield to him and let him do whatever it is that he desires to do. Hallelujah. God calls Zacchaeus a son of Abraham. Hallelujah. God knows exactly who you are. He knows where you are. He knows where to find you. He knew where Zacchaeus lived. He knew Zacchaeus was going to be up in the tree when he got to him. Because when he got to the place where Zacchaeus was, he looked up. He didn't look down. He didn't look through people. He looked up and saw Zacchaeus. Hallelujah. He knows where to get you. Hallelujah. If you're in the midst, if you're at work, and the Lord wants to deliver you, let him do it. Hallelujah. Because somebody will wonder what in the world happened to you. Or somebody that's been struggling in the Lord, they will say, "Oh my God, is it that easy to be free?" Hallelujah. God is God. He is smart. He knows everything. Let him do him. And don't you second guess him. Don't go through no changes. Just let him have his way with you. Hallelujah. God knows when it's our time. He's omniscient, remember? Hallelujah. Omnipotent, omnipresent. Hallelujah. When he comes, choose him. When he comes to make our choices, choose him. Hallelujah. And I'm going to leave you with 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land." Hallelujah. Take that with you for your reading enjoyment. Go back and read Luke chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 5:9 and 2 Chronicles 7:14. Hallelujah. Please be mindful of the changes that you make throughout the remainder of this week. Hallelujah. Don't lose none of the opportunities that God wants to use to bring change in your life. Choose to siege change because it's coming. He's bringing it. So choose. Make the right choice. Don't put him off. Don't make him wait. Hallelujah. What you want to do is just not as important, nowhere near as important as what God wants to do in you. Great Grace, I love you. Be blessed. Have a wonderful day. It looks like it's sunny outside. Hallelujah. If you can go for a walk, go for a walk. Hallelujah. Just be nice. And when that thought comes to you about a scripture, thought about something God said, you know what, the Lord, put everything down, drop everything and get to God. Hallelujah. Because it's going to be something about the Lord. It's going to be something. It's going to be a thought or a feeling, something about the Lord. Something's calling to your remembrance. Something you may think about that you was asking the Lord about, something you're desiring from the Lord. It's going to be something about you, your walk, your salvation, something about God. hallelujah, is going to come to your mind, and that's going to be your open door to go to him. It doesn't matter what he's given. Just take whatever it is. Hungry people are not choicy. Hallelujah. I saw when we were doing giving the food giveaway, people didn't want certain things. Some people stopped in the cars and asked, y'all not giving out meat? I was like, no, it's just vegetables. And they drove on. Hungry people are not choicy. Okay? Hallelujah. They'll accept whatever it is that the Lord is doing. And whatever it is that God wants to do, definitely we need it. Otherwise, he wouldn't be desiring to do it for us. So have a wonderful day. God bless you. I love you. Father, we